Hello, beloved. In Psalm 119, verses 65 through 72, we read this. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good, do good. Teach me your statutes. The insolent smear me with lies. With my whole heart, I keep your precepts. My heart is unfeeling like fat. I'm sorry, their heart is unfeeling like fat. But I delight in your law. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Almighty God, we pray that the simplicity of that statement, you are good and you do good, it would be the boast and the confidence of the nation of Italy. We thank you for how so much that we here in the United States have experienced because you have established good purposes through this area. We think about, God, the legal system that grew out of the Roman culture, the language of Latin that so preserved your scriptures. We think about the culture of the Renaissance and art and music and innovations that have come because of cars and fashion. And yet, God, all those things, if they are not subdued and submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, then they are vain. And so we ask that you would teach us and we teach our brothers and sisters not to be unfeeling, but to actually be inflamed with delight for your law. We ask that those who would look out and see the Mediterranean Sea would be able to say, the law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold or silver pieces. God, we pray that those who would actually be walking the streets where the Apostle Paul was imprisoned would be able to say, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. And that they would delight to know the word revealed, the word that became flesh, the word that sets at liberty. They would delight to know Jesus Christ, that you would revive and awaken the entire country to be inflamed with joy by the power of the Holy Spirit, to savor the goodness of God. And God, wherever there are superstitious practices, wherever there are superficial religious endeavors, you would, like a husk, remove those so that the substance of Christ and Him crucified would be celebrated and it would be seen as people are believing upon you by faith, and therefore the light of the knowledge of the glory of God would shine forth most brightly. We are asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.